Welcome to Season 2 of the Excel Podcast. Join your host, Kevin Selwood, as he talks to a variety of people with useful and interesting things to say about all things to do with instructing and driver training. Throughout the series, there will be a mixture of local personalities from the driver training industry in the Exeter and Torbay areas, as well as nationally acclaimed trainers. Episodes include informative discussions regarding all aspects of running your business, as well as opportunities to find out a bit more about each interviewee. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to this latest episode of the Excel podcast. Thank you very much once again for tuning in and listening. Today, I'm talking to Ross Koenig from Total Drive. So hi, Ross, and thanks for taking up the time to talk to me.
Hi, Kevin. It's a great pleasure. Thanks for inviting us.
Well, we, as a driving school, we've been using Total Drive, as we were talking just now before we recorded, for 4 years next week, which is quite amazing. And I know, let's put the disclaimer on there, other pupil management systems are available.
Indeed they are.
But we've never ever, we were using a diary system before we came over to Total Drive. But it was, you know, it was fairly basic and quite limited. And then we found out via Paul Ellison from Ellison School of Motoring, I know who's, you know, you've done a lot of development work with him from things that he's asked for. And quite honestly, we've not looked back and not even thought that we need to go anywhere else because this does everything that we need it to. As I was saying to you at the start, this podcast started out very much a Southwest Exeter Torbay based thing. So it was also nice to be supporting a company that was based in the same region as us. Although obviously you're very much nationwide now.
Indeed, absolutely.
I thought that it would be a good idea to get you on board and to talk about what is available. As I was saying, I realise there's a number of people in the Southwest area where this podcast was originally targeted for that are more and more are coming on board and using the system. And I'm sure there are some that are using other systems, but generally speaking, there are still people who are probably the dedicated pen and paper brigade. And so we can talk about the benefits of that as well, not decrying it at all. I know you don't either. Let's just get a little bit of a flavour of how Total Drive started and how it's got to where it is today.
Bit of history. Okay. So, as you said, around about 4 years ago, we kind of launched the system in its first live format. Prior to that, for around about 18 months, we were developing the system with a number of driving schools that we looked after in the South Devon area. We've been doing web design, search engine optimization, and web hosting in the Southwest for the last 15 to 20 years. So we were originally web developers, and a few years ago, we started working on apps. We had a client who was a hairdresser, funny enough, and wanted to have an app built, or I suggested that they have an app built to improve some of the things that they were doing. Yeah. And so we developed an app for him, and that evolved into an industry-wide app for the hospitality industry, hotels, spas, salons, beauty and hair, and that kind of thing. And when COVID hit, we had already started looking at different apps, and because we had quite a few driving schools, and my son at the time was learning to drive. He's 22 now, but he was learning to drive, and every time he came home after having his lesson with one of our clients, I said to him, "How have you got on today?" And he would just kind of grunt at me, really. All I really got back from him was, "Yeah, all right." So I had to contact the driving instructor and say, "You know, how's Harrison getting on?" And what does he need to work on, what can I help with outside of lessons and that kind of thing. And it struck me that the communication with young people isn't particularly good. Even though I had a good, you know, I've got a great relationship with my son, it was his thing. He was learning to drive, and he didn't really want me to be involved. So we felt that an app would be ideal for the industry, focused initially, not really focused on anything more than just creating the ability for a pupil to have something that the parent could say, let's have a look at how you're getting on. So it was largely progress based, but we also had some really good features on our salon and hospitality app, one of which was Gaps, which we kind of invented. And we felt that the Gaps thing would really be suitable for the driving school industry, because traditionally, like driving schools, beauty salons and hairdressers get a lot of last minute cancellations, rearrangements, that kind of thing. And that's very similar, if not more so, for the driving school industry with young people. They forget what they're doing a lot of the time. And so it's quite commonplace to get someone asking to reschedule an appointment, or even just not turn up or cancel at very short notice. And for an active driving instructor that may not have a particularly huge social media following, it's almost impossible to fill those spaces. So we brought over this feature into the Total Drive instructor app, and it was a huge hit. So what we're finding is that traditionally, if someone got a call, an instructor got a call at 10 a.m. from a pupil saying, I can't make my 2 o'clock this afternoon appointment this afternoon, it would be virtually impossible for them to fill that, because they've got other lessons going on. They don't have time to phone every single pupil. But what the Total Drive system did was allow them within seconds, and I really mean that, literally within 10 seconds, they could add their gap to their Total Drive system, and it would broadcast the gap as a message to every pupil on their system. So let's say they were looking at after anywhere between 25 and 35 pupils at any one time, 25 to 35 pupils would get that message to say, I've got a gap this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And instructors were really filling up a lot of these gaps that they weren't able to before. So they were making money, more money than they were previously, by using the Gaps feature. So we then went into COVID, and COVID decimated the salon app completely, because every salon decided they were going to stop using it. It was also at a time where driving instructors were at home thinking, what am I going to do when I go back to work? How am I going to make myself more efficient? What am I going to do with the backlog? And that probably resonates with a few people. They were sitting around really thinking, what am I going to do? And one thing they were doing was looking at social media and looking at social media groups and that kind of thing. So we started advertising on social media during the COVID pandemic. And we had a massive influx of instructors sign up during COVID. We let them use it free until COVID ended. And by that time, they'd got used to the system. And they found that when they got back to work, they were just working a lot more efficiently. Now, the Gaps thing worked really well for a lot of those, because when they got back, the first week that they started back from COVID, what a lot of them did is they had completely empty diaries. So they just added gaps to every part of their diary that they wanted to have a lesson in that week, broadcast a lot. And one particular instructor I remember said, I just put gaps on my diary 2 hours ago and the whole week is full, literally within 2 hours. He didn't make one phone call, didn't send one email, he just put the gaps on. And that was a real a real big thing. And from that came lots of recommendations. So we've got to the point now where we continue developing the app, we continue to add new features, but right now we've got just under 6,000 instructors in the UK using Total Drive, which represents around about 20% of the entire UK instructor base. So it's easy for us to say it's a great system, and we believe obviously it is because it's our system, but I think the fact that nearly 20% of the entire driving instructor population in the UK is using it is a massive thing. So that's really kind of a brief, elongated history of, and we're based in South Devon. I've lived in, or I don't know, but I lived in Torquay up until very recently, for the last 20 to 30 years. My partner Tom was born and bred from a farming family in Ivybridge, and Rita, who is our onboarding lady, who deals with all trials and looks after support and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
She's based in South Moulton. So we're very much a Devon based company, but we have instructors across the UK and in fact all over the world. We've got instructors in South Africa, Canada, Australia. We don't advertise it there, but there isn't any other system. So they've come across our system we've adapted it very basically so it can be used in those countries, although it's not really ideal, but we have people across the world using it.
Yeah. So we'll delve into some of the other features of it, but going back to the gap. So while you've been talking, I've just been looking, because we're a multi-school instructor school, I've been looking at one of our instructors, and I've just looked at him next week, and he's got 4 lesson gaps on there at the moment. Now, I'm pretty sure he had more in there when I looked last week. So obviously some people have signed up for that material. And I know when I was using, I'm not using the gaps at the moment because I don't need to.
No.
I'm only working with the learners Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm full those days. So it's not something that I have to be doing. That's one of these things that's really worked. And I know, going back to when everything started, the one thing that Paul Ellison from Ellison School of Motoring, based up in Taunton, but he's certainly spread his wings in the years since I went up there to sing. So I think you went to talk to the one thing that really echoed with him and with me was the fact that we were talking to you about things that wanted that would like to be done. And I know I've heard that you talk about this before, and Paul's mentioned it, that it took him with a previous system he was using 18 months of asking and nothing happening, and you sorted it overnight.
Yeah, well, there was a particular feature that he wanted, which wasn't available on the other main system that's out there. And he had been asking for it for a long time, and he never got there. And when we went up to see him, we showed him our system, and he loved it. And he said, "What the one thing I've been wanting on this other system, and yours doesn't have it either, is this particular feature." And we said, "Okay, well, let us go away, and we'll have a look at it." And we went away, and the following day we phoned him up and said, "It's done, it's there, ready, have a go and have a look." And we had built it overnight for him, and it was ready. So that's the one thing that we are very good at, is we react very quickly. And I think one of the reasons for that is because we are the developers. We don't subcontract any of our development work to another company. We are the developers. Our developers work for us 5 days a week, 8 to 9 hours a day, more than that sometimes. But the whole team is just one company working towards one goal. We don't have to wait for other people, and subcontracting is also very expensive. So we've never done that. We've just reinvested any earnings that we've got through the system, and reinvested it in more development staff to improve more features and increase the speed in which we develop.
One thing that I've been aware of on the Total Drive users group on Facebook is people making all sorts of suggestions. Can we have this? Can we have that? Can we have the other? And I'm just wondering whether I'm more aware now that it's wait for the next update rather than what you were able to do with Paul, perhaps in the early days when there weren't so many people there doing something the next day. If you've got 6,000 driving instructors and they all expect something to be done overnight, that's not really feasible. So is it more now that, because you've got this sort of, what is it, voting system as well, haven't you, for
working out
what's the most popular. So is it more a case now of we do things in a, I'm trying to get the right words in, just in a more systematic way of waiting for the next update for things to happen.
When we started, it was myself, Tom, and one developer, and we all worked in our office in Dartington near Totnes. Yeah. And so we sat around and just said, let's build this feature. And so we just built it overnight. It was, you know, we only had 50 users at that point, so it was easy to do and very, very quick. Since then, as you quite rightly said, we have a feedback system where instructors can leave suggestions of new features that they want or enhancements to existing features, and other instructors can vote on those. And we use that largely. That represents probably 60 to 70% of our development roadmap. So we'll look at those suggestions, and Tom looks after that side of things. But what he does is every couple of weeks, he looks at the suggestions, he merges ones that are similar, merges the votes as well in order that the votes stay real.
Yeah.
And then Tom and I will discuss the features that have been most voted for, how feasible they are, because some of them are not 100% feasible. But most of them are, like 99% of them are. I always say with things like this, if with web or app, if you can think it, you can usually do it.
Right.
So we usually try and find a way. So we look at the most votes, most voted ones, but we also look at some other ones that perhaps haven't had votes, but we just love the idea. We think it's going to be brilliant, and it just has been missed somehow. People haven't been searching for it, but it's an idea that other people haven't had. One person has had it, but it's a great idea. So we include those in the development as well. And then the rest of the development is features that we want to add ourselves, that we've thought up, we've got ideas for, that we think would be useful to instructors. And also features that can continue to develop income streams for us, because ultimately that's what, you know, we're in business to make an income. And so far, you know, this business hasn't represented you know, a huge earning pot for Tom or I. We're still earning from our old web hosting business largely, but because we're reinvesting all of our money in new developers and new ideas and that kind of thing. But, you know, the time will come where we've developed some other income streams that will really, you know, make this the business that we you know, really take to the future. That's really the idea. So yeah, it's a mixture of suggestions, our own ideas, and really those are the two main things. And we tend to release an app, a big app update every quarter. That's been the norm up until now. But in between times, someone might find a bug or a glitch somewhere, and we'll do a quick fix and we'll do a quick update. Again, we respond very quickly. If we find something that there's a problem, we fix it literally within hours, and we post an update to the app stores, and they're usually up within 24 hours. It's a constant cycle of making sure the app is working efficiently, that it's not crashing on everyone, because if it was, our support department would just go down immediately. So reliability is really important to us, and then the rest of the time we just focus on developing new ideas and new features.
And I think I read that the next update is probably August.
It's imminent. We thought it would be by now, but it, you know, like everything, we've changed our mind on a few ideas as we've been going on. One of them is we've got a new payment system coming out, and we launched that in its format to a number of instructors to test, and they came up with some more ideas, which were good. So we thought, well, we'll just put off the launch and we'll implement those ideas one of them was a sliding scale. So we initially decided that rather than charging the instructor to take payments, we would charge the pupil to take payments, because young people are used to paying for delivery fees and, you know, processing fees, and those, they're just used to it. They're in that culture. That Gen Z culture is really focused on using online tools, and so they're quite happy paying those fees. But we had a few instructors saying, well, I just don't like that. You know, I want to pay the fees. So we created a sliding scale. So now you can go on, you can set up the new system, and you can say, well, I want to pay 100% of the fees, or I want the pupil to pay 100% of the fees, or I want to pay 50%, I want it to be 50-50, or student 75, me 25, vice versa. So it gives you a real flexibility to split those payments. But if you want to, the payment system can be completely free to the instructor. You pay nothing to process payments through the system. And the actual, when you do decide you want to pay, it's also one of the cheapest in the country at one point. Yeah. It's going to be about 1.8%. And the only ones cheaper than that are SumUp and SumUp, which is 1.79%. I think Square might be 1.89 or 1.69 from their card reader. But they're card readers, you know, they don't integrate with Total Drive. If you take a payment through Total Drive, if a pupil pays, then that payment is immediately shown on their profile. It adds the number of minutes that are applicable to that lesson to their profile. And it does all your bookkeeping for you as well. So it's a bit of a no-brainer, really. So not only is it really cheap if you do want to pay the fees, but unlike any other system in the country, instructors can pay completely. They can take payments and it won't cost them a penny. They'll get the full amount of their lesson.
As you say, it's a no-brainer, pointedly, because we aren't using it at the moment. So if we wanted the pupil to pay the commission or whatever you call it, it's that comes up and shows on what they would pay.
Indeed. So when they pay, let's say the lesson is £40 for an hour.
Yeah.
It'll say 1 hour lesson, £40. Processing fee, and then whatever that fee is for that particular lesson, because they would press go.
I think one of the things early on when this came in, Christy, my business partner, she very much looks after the finances of the system, and I think she was thinking, do we have to pay 2% or whatever? I suppose if a pupil didn't want to pay it, we either say, well, yeah, okay, we'll have to do it a different way, or we could say that we'll pay it. There is that flexibility.
And that's the thing. It's the case of having that flexibility. Yeah. With the original payment system that we have, it's still running, but where most people are on it with Stripe, the fees are 2.4% plus 25 pence per transaction. And overwhelming number of instructors said, we just don't want to pay that much. Yeah. We don't want to pay anything. And if we are going to pay something, we don't want to pay 2.4%. So we looked around for other payment providers, and we've been trying to get Adyen, who are the payment processing company that we're using for this new system. We've been trying to get on board with them for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
But they're the biggest payment processing country in the world, and they will only take companies on that they believe will have enough volume to make it worthwhile them taking it on.
Yeah.
You know, they deal with eBay. They look after every eBay payment. they look after all Just Eat payments, for instance. They're a huge you know, the biggest payment provider in the world. But as a result, they do good rates. So we've got a much better rate with them than we have with Stripe, which has allowed us to reduce the rates down considerably.
Right, I think we might have to revisit this. While we're on the subject of money, why don't we at this point address the costs of Total Drive? Now, I've listened, as I said, to you talking to Mick Knowles about the cost of this. And I have to say, to me, I don't see it as a cost. I see it as an investment. But you know, and it becomes a cost if you're not getting a return from your investment. But you know, there's so many overwhelming reasons why I think this is a great system, and you know, whatever one you use. But you know, we can come on to that a bit later. But yeah, so what is the cost?
You're absolutely right. This system is only a financially viable solution to someone if they use it. You know, there's no point having our system and not using the features that are going to make you more efficient. The cost is £12 a month, effectively. So £144 a year. If you want to pay annually, we knock the price down to £10 a month, so it's £120 per year if you're a individual instructor. Driving schools that have more than one instructor that want them all into one system pay a tiered system. So it's one instructor £12, two is 11, or two to three is 11, then it goes down from there. You're on a lower rate because you started with us 4 years ago, and we've committed to keeping people that were early adopters as a thank you, to keep them on the lower rates forever, effectively. But if you're starting now, it's £12 a month, or £10 a month if you pay annually. We find, though, with the people that really use this system, they only have to complete, or they have to fill up one gap in a week, in the app's paid for itself for the whole month. And then when you take in the time savings, so if you use the payment processing, for instance, which is now free, the amount of time that saves in bookkeeping at the end of the year, most self-employed single driving instructors that just work for themselves, that are independent, can do their self-assessment using our system. All they have to do is input their expenses. When they add, you know, if they use the payment processing, the lessons get added for them. So the amount of time saving in admin is huge. And also we looked at that a year or so ago, and we asked a number of instructors how much time they were saving on average each week in using Total Drive over all their other admin duties. And those are things like sending bank details for BAX payments, sitting in a car and telling someone their bank account details for BAX payments, checking BAX payments to have arrived correctly and tying them up to the right person, dealing with the BAX payment from a mother or father where the name is different to the student and not knowing who that person is, dealing with, you know, that's half an hour potentially worth of work. And on average, we are finding that instructors that were using Total Drive could fit in 4 to 6 more lessons per week by using Total Drive. And if you're charging £35 a lesson, you know, it adds up. So when you're looking at £12 a month, again, it's the actual cost, it can be written off so quickly by using the system.
I'm going to come, when we finish, I'm going to come back to this section of it, take this little snippet out and send it to Christy, my business partner.
Okay.
So all what you've, so because I'm just sitting there thinking, sending bank details, replying to emails, and the exact thing that you've just said, that you get a parent whose surname is different to the pupils, the headaches that causes.
And it's a false economy, really, because you know, it's very easy, it's okay to say, well, BAX is free, and it is free, and that's fair enough. You know, I'm not going to knock anyone for doing that. But it is ultimately, it's false economy, because you very much forget about the time it takes to deal with that odd query that's taking you 3/4 of an hour to sort out. And over a year, those 3/4 of an hour here and there really add up. And that's time that you could be out doing lessons.
Yeah, and I'm also thinking, I'm going to come on in a minute to the fact that we train people and we've got PDIs, and I'll get you to talk about how that works as well. But I'm thinking that when they're starting out, because they can't advertise themselves, that the payment initially comes in to us, and then we've got to work, if we haven't got all the information in the reference for that, we're then scratching around which one is it. And you know, I'm more
light bulb moment.
Yeah, you got it. but for a school like ours, where we are training people as well, that you do have a facility for PDIs joining as well, don't you?
Indeed we do, yeah. If you're a PDI, Total Drive is completely free for you. We don't charge PDIs to use Total Drive. There's no subscription fee at all. And it's free until you pass your Part 3 or for the first 12 months. So if you still haven't passed your Part 3 after 12 months, which does happen occasionally, then we'll ask you to start paying for the system. But we provide it happily to PDIs free of charge. And the system also has a PDI section, so PDIs can log their training hours towards their Part 2 and their Part 3. Or obviously if they're a PDI, they pass their Part 2, but they can log all the training they've had and they can use that as evidence that they need for their continual personal development and that kind of thing.
And in fact, just today I have been exchanging messages with Rita about adding one of my PDIs onto the system. And Vicky, bless her, is very excited about getting started on that. So and it's a good excuse for us to go up to the local garden centre and for her this time to treat me to one of their wonderful Eccles cakes while I take her through the diary.
Through the system.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's good.
Yeah, and so moving on to some of the features of the system, and I think particularly about the fact that so much of it is customizable to a particular instructor, a particular area, for example.
Yeah, indeed. Shall I just go through some of the features? So the app is essentially, it's one app, but it's split into two. So there's a pupil login and an instructor login. If you log in as an instructor, you get a different interface than if you log in as a pupil. And as an instructor, you can customize the way that the pupil interface looks. So you can add your own logo into it, for instance, and you can change the colors so it becomes your app. So when a pupil opens your app, or their app that's connected to your system, it's got your colors, your logo, it looks like you've had an app built. So it gives you a much more professional image. The system as a whole, if we take the instructor side of things to start off with, it's got your diary, so which is much like any other diary. If you use Google Calendar or a paper diary at the moment, that's essentially what it is. It's a diary. It allows you to click on the diary and add a lesson. If you click on a diary on a particular time, it'll open up a box and say how many, what's the length of the lesson, what's the pupil's name, and you're able to write notes and add pick up and drop off locations and that kind of thing. So your diary, you can drag and drop things. In your diary, you can add unavailability, you can add your gaps, as we spoke earlier. And you can sync your diary with Google as well and iCal. So if you've got a family diary and your husband, wife or partner wants to know where you are at any one time, you can share your Total Drive diary with...
That sounds like a good reason not to share it.
Yeah, it does. And also vice versa, if you want to bring your Apple or Google Calendar into Total Drive, you can do that as well. Yeah. So that's the diary. Then you've got your pupil section. So each pupil has a profile. So you can add pupils, you can make them active and inactive. Within the pupil profile, you can add all of their information, like their driving license number, their theory test date, whether they've passed or not. You can do your eyesight check on there to make sure that's been done. It's basically a full section of information about your pupil with any notes that you might want to add if they're dyslexic or if they've got Asperger's or anything like that. You can add those notes in there so you remember each time you go and see them. And then you've got your expenses area, so you can add in...
If I just come back to... Because I'm just logging into a random pupil at the moment, because one of the good things about it also is that you on their profile, you can see when they've logged in and when they've agreed the terms and conditions.
Yeah, indeed, absolutely. Well. So you can add your your own personal schools or instructors' terms and conditions
which
that
we've
you
done,
operate by into Total Drive. That can be bespoke to you. We don't charge anything extra for that. It's just you can just add it. And when a pupil logs into the app, they have to agree to those terms. And on each profile, as you quite rightly said, Kevin, there's a date that they open the app, the date that they agree to the terms, and when they last use the app, that kind of information is shown there.
Yes, I'm just looking at, I've just a random one, it's not one of my learners. She had agreed the terms on the 6th of July last year. She last opened it on the 28th of March. So I wonder whether she's still actually doing lessons or not.
She may not be.
The thing that strikes me also about it is how many of them have the latest iPhone as well. This girl's got an iPhone 14. I'm still on, I think, iPhone 8.
Yeah, I've got an iPhone 13. I've got about six phones in front of me because we use them for testing. But I use an old iPhone.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
That's fine. No, it's no problem at all. So, also connected to the pupils, we have inquiry forms, waiting list forms that you can add to your social media platforms or your website. So, we have a dedicated inquiry form, for instance, which is quite sophisticated. It's got every bit of information that you could want when a pupil makes an initial inquiry to you. And the nice thing about it is that it's no better or worse than a normal web form that you could have on your website.
Yeah.
The difference is when someone fills it out, it adds it straight into the Total Drive platform for you, which is really the big deal. And then you can just, like you, Kevin, you can assign that person to an instructor based on the area, or if you're a single instructor, you can just get in contact with them and say, I'm going to be free on this date. Would you like a lesson, or when would you like your first lesson? And then you've got your waiting list forms as well, which allows pupils to put themselves on a waiting list if you're busy at the moment, if you don't have any availability, that kind of thing. So that's the pupil side of it. And the pupils, conversely, on their app can see what lessons they've had, what lessons they've got coming up, what payments they've made, what progress they've had on the system. So the system has the DDSA curriculum or the syllabus for learning to drive. That's standard on there. You can add to that if you want to.
Yes, which we've done.
Because every area has something quirky on a few test routes, doesn't it? So you can add a few things to it.
Yeah.
And that allows you to update the progress for each pupil after each lesson. After each lesson, they can also fill out a reflective log. If you do that kind of 360-degree training, then that's on there as well.
Yeah, I find that it is hard work with a number of
young people
to get them to do that. But when they do it, it is so powerful. And I'm sort of not quite forcing, but really driving it with the our PDIs, their learners, and say it will help your PDR, your instructor, so much if they can see what you're thinking and
that sort of thing.
So I'll try and get as many people to do that as possible.
Absolutely. So on from pupils, we've got the finances. So you can add all of your income, all of your expenses as a business into the system. And it's basic. It's not an accounting system. We've never designed it to be such. We don't want it to be an accounting system. Otherwise, we're digressing from our main goal, which is a driving school system. But it does your basic bookkeeping, and it is enough for most people to do their self-assessment. If you don't do your own self-assessment, you can print off or download CSV files and send them to your accountant.
Yeah,
and they can import them into QuickBooks or whatever. Well, I know the Making Tax Digital has been put back by another 2 years. But we will also be integrating QuickBooks and Xero into Total Drive. So there'll be a constant link between those two products. So if you have QuickBooks, we've actually done a deal with QuickBooks to provide licenses to our instructors at about about 20 to 25% of the normal QuickBooks cost. So much cheaper than a normal license. And that will allow you to do your self-assessment. And we also have an accountant on board based in Torquay, who, if you want them to, will actually also submit your Making Tax Digital claims when that comes about. We've put that on hold at the moment because it's been put back by another 2 years. Yeah. So in a year or so, we'll start working on that again. But when it comes, the system will be compatible or ready for Making Tax Digital. So then moving on from there, we've got a bunch of settings on the app, so you can make changes to the system in terms of pick up, drop off locations, the reflective log questions, the progress planner. You've got a messaging area where you can send an announcement out to all of your pupils at once. So if you've got a problem with your car, you can just send an announcement out to everyone saying, I'm not going to be available this week. You don't have to phone everyone individually. And you've got a whole messaging area where you can talk individually to pupils as well and have a conversation with them through the app, a bit like you can through Facebook Messenger. It works, uses the same technology.
And you get you can send out a lesson reminder, can't you? I think we do 48 hours before.
The system does that automatically for you, and you can choose whether it sends out 24, 48, or 72 hours before the lesson. And if you choose to, you don't have to, because the system uses a technology called push notifications, which is a type of technology that WhatsApp uses and Facebook for their messaging. So it's very reliable. You don't necessarily need more than that. But quite a few of our instructors have bought SMS packages, which are fairly inexpensive. And what they do is they send out the push notification, the one that becomes free with the system, 72 hours before or 48 hours before, and 48 or 24 hours before they send out an SMS message. So they're absolutely certain that that pupil will have had, at the very least, one message, if not two, to remind them. And we find that, again, we do still listen to it, obviously, because we're really interested, but it doesn't resonate with us quite as much as it did a couple of years ago. The number of instructors that say to us, the amount of pupils that I'm actually getting in successfully on their appointment when it was originally arranged for has gone up quite considerably. Now I'm sending out notifications, because a lot of instructors were finding that that every evening they were sending out text messages to every pupil to remind them of the lesson they had tomorrow. And that's all time again.
Time
that they're not spending with their family or that they're not doing lessons, and the system just does it for you. So it's very efficient from that respect. And that's really the key with the system. It's not really necessarily about making you a better driving instructor. That's not its goal. Its goal is to make you a more efficient driving instructor and to help you earn more money. That's really what the goals of the app is. And I think it really is successful at doing that.
One other feature you've got as well is the integration with Theory Test Pro.
We've actually, interestingly, the integration with Theory Test Pro has now ended.
Oh, right.
the reason for that is because we've introduced our own theory system into the app. So the system now has a complete theory suite built into it that you can subscribe to as an instructor.
Right.
If you subscribe to it as an instructor, you can then... It gives you a number of licenses. So for £8 a month, you get 10 pupil licenses. Right. For £15 a month, you get up to 30 pupil licenses. So most single driving instructors can get away with the 10 user license one because they can just turn people on and off when they need to use it.
Yeah.
And then in addition, we haven't launched it yet, but we're just about to launch the ability for pupils to be able to purchase that on their own. So if you choose not to do it as a school or as an instructor, that doesn't stop pupils from using the theory suite if they want to.
Yeah.
So that's all built in as well. And you can also add resources to the app, which then allows the pupil to use those. So it might be that you have regularly give people or give pupils links to show me, tell me questions or documents on the internet, or you might give them paper-based PDF versions that you've printed out for them. Well, you no longer need to do that with Total Drive because it has a resources area where you can add web links into, and you just need to guide your pupil to those web links and say, I want you to read the theory, show me, tell me questions. I want you to look at this video of this particular maneuver or whatever you choose.
Yeah.
As long as it's got a valid web link, you can add it to the system as a resource.
Yeah, I'm just looking at what's on ours at the moment. Because I was also, just before starting this, I'm looking at the Facebook user group. There's a guy who's put on there a photo of what's in his resources section. And I was thinking, oh, yeah, we ought to update this and put some more of our stuff on there as well. It's particularly local to Exeter. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, it is useful. And it also, it encourages the pupils to use the app as well. If they know that there's useful features on there, then they'll go on and use it.
Yeah, yes.
So those are really, that's the main system at the moment. And the pupil's interface has the ability for them to pay if you've set it up.
Yeah.
It allows them to look at their future and past lessons, to complete their reflective logs, look at resources, as I've said, to use the theory suite if it's enabled or buy it if it's not. That's just about to be made live. And we've got loads of other ideas for the pupil app as well. So we want to create a bit of a league where they can earn kudos points, for achieving certain things to keep them in interactive with the app and also keep them enjoying their learning.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting is that the feedback that we continue to get every day is pupils love the app. And that's a really key thing as well, is that we've had, and I can't even count the number of instructors that have said to us, I'm getting new business, not because I'm necessarily a great driving instructor, but because I've got an app.
Yes.
My pupils are just recommending me because I've got an app.
Yeah, there's something I was going to come on to at some point was the instructor who said, well, pen and paper works for me, it always has, and I'm going to stick with it. And I'll say to them, well, fair enough, that's okay, I can understand that. But what do your pupils think of that? this client-centered learning environment that we're supposedly in, have you asked them what they prefer?
I think the reality is that driving instructors can teach people to drive perfectly well with a paper diary. It doesn't stop them being good driving instructors. But that doesn't take it away from the fact that it's not necessarily what pupils want these days. They want to use technology. They've all got mobile phones. So by using technology, you're just enhancing your service.
Yes.
The view that people have of you doesn't necessarily make you a better driving instructor. Like I said before, it just makes you more efficient. And it helps gain you more recommendations. And it also helps pupils become better drivers. It really does. It's very easy as a driving instructor when you only use a paper and pen and you've got a pupil syllabus in front of you and you tick off, they're okay with that, they're okay with that. When the pupil doesn't see it, they're not engaged in it quite so much. Therefore, they don't own their learning quite as much as they do if they've got an app. It actually helps them learn quicker and pass. You know, we have found as well through simple research that pass rates go up.
Yeah.
Instructors' pass rates go up by using the app. And that's more about the interaction that the pupils had with their learning experience.
Yeah, and I think the other side of that also is that the instructor may have the paper and maybe they give the learners their own version of it to tick off. I know when I started, I was with LDC, and every learner had a book, and at the end of each chapter, there was a tick list in there. But how many of them remember to bring that with them to the next lesson?
17, 18-year-olds these days hate that kind of stuff. Yeah, they live on their phone, don't they? Around with them. Yeah. Yeah, and if you give them a piece of paper, they're not going to bring it back. They're going to most of them will chuck it away. You know, there's this Gen Z demographic is very unique. It's very different to a lot of demographics that have come before, you know, millennials and that kind of thing. They've, I think, the mobile phones and the internet, and I mean, everyone will resonate with this. They're just a different breed.
Yes.
And they feel like they're perhaps owed everything a little bit quicker than perhaps they should, and they want everything now rather than willing to work for it. And I think what the app does is it helps them give them the tools to be able to get a little bit closer to the way they like to live their lives.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I think we've been through most of the stuff now, so I'm really grateful to you. There's just one thing that I'll come to at the end, and it's the sort of the sword of Damocles that hangs over every driving instructor. Because on the, is it on the web-based one, or is it on the app as well? The triggers.
Yes, yeah, it's on the app as well, but
yeah,
we were very conscious when the DVSA brought in the standards check that we were able to help instructors see where they were at any one time. So like any of these systems, it's only as good as the information you put into it.
Yes, yeah,
but if you keep your test results up to date, then the system will give you a up-to-date view of your position against the DVSA standard checks. And a good example of reacting quickly, you mentioned Mick Knowles earlier. He contacted me a few weeks ago and said, just to let you know that two triggers have changed on the standards check. Within 2 or 3 hours, we had changed it on the system. So, you know, we react quickly to something.
One's gone from 5 to 5.5 faults.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and from a multi-school driving school owners, Christy and I can actually look at each individual instructor's percentages as well. And, you know, there's quite a tale to tell there. In some cases, Christy's mum is with us. She's up in Bridgewater. And I cannot believe how wonderful her figures are. She had three 0 fault test passes last year. And I think, I think in 2022, out of her first 18 tests, 17 passed, all first time.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
She's not going to see a standards check for God knows how long.
No, absolutely. We've got a whole, you know, a whole array of driving instructors, and we have driving instructors from the AA, BSM, all the big franchises, RED. You know, they have their own systems, but instructors aren't comfortable with them, so they tend to use, or a lot of them use ours.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, if you're a driving instructor, we'd be delighted to have you. And there's a 30-day trial free.
Oh yes,
of course. Get that in, we don't ask for payment details up front. We're not one of these companies that gets you to put your credit card in. Then if you forget on day 30, we charge you the first month. It's not the way that we work. It's completely free, completely open. You get the full version for 30 days. If after the 30 days you decide it's not for you, then you just stop using it. Yeah. And I think that's the thing, is that, you know, it may not be for you. Paper and pen might be your thing, or Google Diary might be your thing, and you might work completely efficiently with that going forward. But I would say try it. Try Total Drive.
Yes.
It's not gonna harm you. It'll just potentially can offer you a lot of benefits.
Yeah, I've seen people say on Facebook or wherever, which one is best? And I say, I can't tell you which one is best because I've only ever used one of them. But And I said, just try one, or try both, or all three. There's three or four now, aren't there?
There's three main ones. Yeah, I would go along with that sentiment. Mm. I think it's good to try different ones. We've got, obviously, by far, in a way, more users than anyone else at the moment. Yeah. And I think that's testament to the fact that most people do like our system. Yeah. But I think that's not to say that the other systems aren't good, because they are.
Yeah.
And there may be certain elements or design features of those which just suit people better.
Yeah.
So, give them a go, try them all, but please do try Total Drive at least.
And so I will put in the notes at the end the link to the website, but you just want to put it out on here?
Yeah, of course. So you can sign up to a free trial just by going to www.totaldrive.co.uk. Top right hand side, there's a button that says start trial. And if you're a PDI and you want to use it free, click on the pink PDI head start button, and that will lead you to the area where you can start your free 12 month usage, or until you pass your part three.
That's brilliant. Well, I think there's a whole, as with all of these podcasts that I've been doing with people these last few weeks, there's a whole wealth of information in there for people to listen to, find out, and then so go and try it.
Absolutely.
We did, and we never left.
Good,
we never will.
And we thank you for that. And thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, the speed of response from yourself or Tom or Rita has always been superb. So thank you for the work that you've done on behalf of us and the whole industry.
That's a great pleasure. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate your time today, Ross, and thanks very much. And see you soon. Hopefully, with a similar suntan, if I can get out to somewhere like Portugal.
absolutely.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, take Ross, care. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Right, so I'd like to thank Ross for that excellent insight into Total Drive and the whole pupil management system that's available. If it's not something that you've considered before, I would thoroughly recommend you go and have a look. And as Ross said, there is a 30-day free trial. A lot of people I know who have been sceptical about moving away from pen and paper and worry they're going to lose everything and so on, have now been converted to one of the pupil management systems. As Ross says, there are a couple of other ones around, but we started with Total Drive 4 years ago and have never had any thought that we needed to move anywhere else. So if you've enjoyed this episode, perhaps you might like to go to the Excel Podcast Facebook page. Give us a like there or make some comment. What do you think of the show, this particular episode? And all other episodes are available for you to go back to right back to the start of Season 1 in September 2022. So once again, thank you for listening in and look forward to you joining us for the next one. Thanks very much. Bye.